July 7, the Christian's textbook. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. John 5:39. The admonition to search the scriptures was never more appropriate than at the present time. This is an age of unrest, and the youth drink deeply of its spirit. Would that they could be made to realize the importance and peril of the position they occupy. Never were such momentous issues before any generation as await the one now coming upon the stage of action. Never were the youth of any age or country so earnestly observed by the angels of God as are the youth of today. All heaven is watching with intense interest for every indication of the characters they are forming. Whether when brought to the test they will stand firmly for God in the right or be swayed by worldly influences. God has a great work to be done in a short time. He has committed to the young talents of intellect, time, and means, and he holds them responsible for the use they make of these good gifts. He calls upon them to come to the front to resist the corrupting, bewitching influences of this fast age and to become qualified to labor in his cause. They cannot become fitted for usefulness without putting heart and energy into the work of preparation. It is a divine law that blessings come at some cost to the receiver. Those who would become wise in the sciences must study, and those who would become wise in regard to Bible truth, that they may impart that knowledge to others, must be diligent students of God's holy word. There is no other way. They must search the scriptures diligently, interestedly, prayerfully. And after all their research, there is beyond an infinity of wisdom, love, and power. The Bible should ever be the Christian's textbook. Of all books, it should be made the most attractive to the young. If they drink deep of its spirit, they will be prepared to stand the wiles of Satan and to resist the temptations of this infidel age.